Here in Dayton, Ohio, we know three things. One, can you tell a difference between this? Because we have a new secret weapon, the Audio-Technica AT2020.
The second secret,
get off it.
And three, it is uptime. How is everyone doing? I am VGM the Vagabond.
And I am Jelly Time.
And with my co-host, Screwdriver.
Yeah, we got Screwdriver. And if you hear clicking and stuff in the background, due to this glorious new microphone, because we're not in the sound booth or anything. That is Dark Shimoto on his computer, probably looking up My Little Pony porn.
I'm in space.
I am definitely not.
Yeah.
They can hear that now. So we should be coming up loud and clear. There might be a little noise buzz in the background because I'm not a professional recording artist yet. Purchasing this mic is making me one because I want to know how to use this correctly.
Yep. But pretty much, there's been a lot of interesting stuff going on this past
very interesting stuff. I mean, most of it I missed. I had to watch, like, DVR style because Borderlands.
Yeah.
When we said we were going to play the hell out of the game, at least for me, I've played the hell out of the game. I've pretty much maxed out my level. I've went through at least 80% of the new game plus. I've played the hell out of that game.
I have filled out my red tree, and I am loving the last skill of it. It's like, hey, I'm going to kill that thing. Oh, you think I'm going to pop out of my invisibility? Nope, I'm going to go kill that. I'm not showing you me. I'm going to kill that thing, and that thing, and that thing, and you can't see me or do shit about it. Until I miss.
So obviously, our reviews of the game is pretty damn awesome.
Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely what I expected it to be.
And
not so much more for me, because I already knew what it was going to be since I played the hell out of the first one.
I just got to wait on the Necromancer to come out.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out the end of October, I believe. Near the end of October.
Sweet. That will be...
I'm waiting for him to throw out the tech tree so I can look and start game planning before it actually releases.
I want to see what the hell the Necromancer is going to do.
Well, I know it's going to have a Bloodwing style companion in the she'll have her own, like, I don't know if it's like a claptrap. I can't remember. I'm without pulling it up. Can't remember what it looks like, but looks pretty awesome. I mean, the character itself looks pretty awesome, like a playable version of Tiny Tina, which is the best character in Borderlands 2.
Yes, Tiny Tina is the best. Tiny Tina is the best NPC of all time. Like, I haven't, in any other game, I've never met an NPC that is just as glorious as her.
I don't know, Shooty McFace. Shooty McFace.
Okay, Shooty McFace.
But because his only quest line is, shoot me in the face. And when you do, he's like, thank you! And then he dies.
Yeah, but he only has one mission for you.
I will say Borderlands 2 has the best quests ever. Quests that include, shoot me in the face. And my absolute favorite of all time of any RPG, any game whatsoever, any real life thing whatsoever.
Go kill yourself?
Go kill yourself.
I actually just finished that one today.
What did you do?
I jumped off. Hey, I wanted that Iridium.
I jumped off too. But a friend of mine didn't know how to jump off. He was just like, well, maybe I have to hit this switch and then go kill myself. So he decided to save himself accidentally. And I'm like, you suck.
And you got nothing.
I would actually like you know how the polling system in Catherine works? Like, anytime you select something, it'll show you what everybody in Xbox Live has chosen.
Yeah.
I wanted that for Borderlands 2. I want to see how many people actually killed themselves compared to not.
That would actually be...
I would say the over-under for kill yourself was probably 70%. I would put an over on that.
It's like, no matter how much money you had, whether it be low or not, you would be trading it for Iridium, which is actually pretty damn good, unless you already bought it.
Well, you can, when you complete the quest, I think you get Iridium no matter what.
Oh.
I didn't select the other one. Actually, I might select the, I'm a little past that point. Like, I'm at the Iridium Blight, which is actually really tough for New Game Plus, because everything's like 49-50, including King Mog, which threw me off a cliff for no reason.
I actually went against King Mog today, and that was just in the original game. I did not leave the car. I just chucked barrels at him, and then he died. It's like, I am not...
Yeah, but you don't get nearly the experience boost for doing that.
Yeah, but fuck it. I'm not getting chucked off a cliff.
Yeah, I got chucked off a cliff. Well, I didn't know. I went up to and I started meleeing him. That was my problem. Like, after... Well, first he backhanded my car and blew it up. And I was just like, you know what? I got raid bonus now because my shield's gone. I'm just going to absorb him with phase lock and punch him. And as soon as that phase lock was done, he hurled me off a cliff. But I'm not even really mad at that. I found that kind of funny. It was Bloodwing that I was mad at. Because I was level 42. He's level 44. So he's not Glowing Skull or nothing. He's just a boss. And oh my gosh, I lost so much money trying to kill him. Like, I leveled up to level 43 off of his minions. I died that much.
Damn.
Like, from no bar to full bar. It was really bad. But
he whooped your ass.
He beat the shit out of me. Like, it wasn't even close.
Did you get him back?
Yeah, I mean, eventually I beat him, obviously, because now I'm way past that. I beat the bunker like a couple days ago. I haven't played since then. I'm gonna probably take a small break and let people catch up to me, because I mean, there's the point of capping out is it's okay if other people are capped out with you, because then you can go fight the Destroyer of Worlds or whatever it's gonna be called, the secret boss at the end of the game, and. I can't beat him by myself, obviously, so I'm going to have to wait until you guys catch up to level 50, which might be a while.
That, glitching bullshit.
Huh?
You're probably like, yeah, you're not going to glitch this one out.
I found glitch spots in certain battles, like the bunker fight. Well, tips on anybody's doing the bunker fight and having trouble with it. Stay at the bottom ring. Like, don't go up to the main arena part. Stay at the bottom ring, especially where you can buy ammo and health. Because the mortars can't reach you there, his big gun can't reach you, his auto cannons can't fire at you really well, and you can hit it because it's such a big target.
I never had problems with the bunker, and I was on the top.
You will in the second part. You will. I didn't have problems with any bosses in the first run. The second run, I had a problem with every boss. Because they can do so much damage.
The main one I had a problem with was Dukino's mom and Demon Hunter Quest. Yeah. And that's because I'm just used to standing there and shooting and shit. And I wasn't used
Yeah, you
to
gotta it. Move. You gotta move around. And like, yeah, Real so Game Plus, like, Real Game Plus, all the normal, everything has buffs. Like, normal marauders have resistance to fire. Which I'm sure that's the number one way of dispatching bandits in the first playthrough, at least for me, was fire. They have resistance to it.
Actually, whenever I fight marauders and bandits, I'm not really... Well, before when I started fighting bandits, I was using fire. But now I'm just more prone to explosion.
Explosion's okay, but it doesn't do nearly the amount of damage I look for.
Or corrosive.
Corrosive doesn't really do much damage at all to the bandits. Especially, well, it'll be better in the New Game Plus one because of the maniacs that are armored. Like, ooh. The ones that run at you, they have armor on. So they're subjective corrosive. Which makes corrosive weapons a little better, but
yeah,
not my much.
I actually have been lacking on using slag weapons. Like, I know what potential they do, I just haven't found one that is good enough for me to just keep.
You don't keep it equipped. You fire it, they turn purple, you switch to your good weapon, and then you take them out.
Yeah, I'm saying I haven't found one that...
Or, in your case, you slag them, go into a deception, backstab them, repeat. Because you play Zero. Axon, you would slag, throw out your turret, and let the turret take it out. With Maya, you don't really have to use a slag weapon because if you have the Cataclysm thing on, anytime you phase lock, it gives them all four. It gives them all four of the elements. It'll give them slag, shock, corrosive, and fire. For extra funny, I just add on explosive to give them all five. Yeah, it eats them away. It's some of the biggest burst damage I've ever seen in a Borderlands game or in any RPG like that for that matter. But really interesting stuff. I mean, I can give tips for days, like I found infinite money, so I can get infinite money in Borderlands, which doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because the expensive stuff can be bought with iridium, which I did. I found a glitch for infinite iridium too, although I don't use it. And then infinite money, But it doesn't matter. Nothing, like, even at level 50, everything's, like, 100,000. Like, your biggest guns are, like, 150,000. That's it. And so when you die, you're going to lose, like, 4 or 5 million each time you die if you're at max money. So it won't matter. And in, like, a couple of deaths, all your money will be back to normal. So there's not a lot of... I mean, now I see why they weren't really rushing to patch it. Because when people first farted and discovered it, including myself, I'm like, are you going to patch this? They're like, we'll get to it. I mean, the biggest problem with Borderlands 2 right now is the glitch that removes all your badass points, reduces them to zero, and doesn't give you the ability to re-earn them.
Which glitch is that? Because I haven't run into it.
Very, very small amount of people do, but it is a real glitch. Basically, something happens and it corrupts your save data to where it reverts your badass points to zero, and all the challenges you have done, they're still checked off. So you can't get bonuses for them. So, I mean, if you have that problem, contact Gearbox on their forums and let them know. So when a fix and a patch finally rolls around, they should be able to redeem your badass points. I haven't even used any of mine. My badass rank is 9,000 right now.
I think mine is probably at 2,000.
I think I have 100, I want to say around 170. Over 170 badass points to redeem that I haven't done. I'll probably do it when I reach level 50. I'll probably do it just to give me that bonus. I haven't used any of my early access bonuses either. Like, I haven't used the golden tee. I'm doing everything vanilla. Which probably explains why it's so damn hard, but...
I have, which I probably should have waited on, but I couldn't because I was just way too excited. And I got a pretty good SMG. Like, I found one that has more power to it, but the one that I got out of that chest it has more ammo. And it's still just as damaging.
Yeah, I don't think they would be too good anyway.
I said it all depends on your level. So by the time you hit 50, you'll probably be really nice. That's some really good shit.
Yeah, once I'm level 50, I'll probably just open it up, because what's the point? Unless I want to wait until there's a level cap rise, which probably won't happen for a while.
Then again, if there's a level cap rise, I'll probably just add another key to it.
Quite possibly. If there's a level cap rise, I'll just start a new character. Yeah. And then rise it all the way up. So, anything, that's pretty much all there is on Borderlands. I mean, we could spend the whole podcast talking about Borderlands, but what's the point? Either you're playing the game or you don't have the game yet, which I'd suggest you buy it and play the game. Maybe one day we'll do a full spoiler cast of it and really talk about some of the things that are going on with it.
But there's also been some other interesting things, especially with, even though I don't watch this channel a lot, I do have to say, that kept me glued, at least until I had to go to work.
See, I don't know why, and the channel he's talking about with being so vague is Fox News. I watch Fox News all the time. Now, people might think, oh, you're Republican, or it's the devil.
It's the only channel that my job has.
Well, yeah, a lot of companies just leave it on Fox News. I mean, I watch Fox News for a couple of reasons. One, it's absolutely entertaining because there's a lot of up-fuckery that happens. And two, I mean, my policies are a lot like my penis. It's pretty much straight down the middle, but it kind of swings slight right on economic policies. So, I mean, it's pretty much why I watch it. But every once in a good while, Fox News puts out either an F-bomb that shouldn't come out, or somebody goes off and they keep recording. Fox News loves to keep recording. And this news story
is no exception.
Well, it's pretty much the caveat of it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't stop it soon, this is...
Pretty much what happened was Fox News was they were recording from a helicopter a man who was fleeing from the police. He was a parole violee, and he had pretty much just tried to get away. He was speeding down the road that he was on. He was doing like 85, I think they said, or some kind of high speed. And then he comes to a stop. So you think it would end right there? The cops pull up, arrest him.
Cops weren't too far behind, despite they weren't in the shot. Mm-hmm. Although shot, no pun intended, because the cops did open fire on him at least once.
Yep.
And then, they many suspect, because he stumbles, that he got hit in the leg.
Yeah.
We'll know in his autopsy.
We don't know what he's doing. He looks like he's a bit erratic. They keep following him. They don't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. This guy gets into a random patch of grass. They're still confused. He turns his back to the camera, and it looks like he just pulls something out. They don't know what happens. Turns out it was a gun. The guy pulled out a gun, pointed it to his head, and offed himself on live TV.
Now, the way he fell after that was hilarious.
Yes, because he looked like he got super dunked on.
And what we mean by dunked on is there was a picture going around in the earlier internet days of a black guy dunking on a white guy, and the white guy pretty much stood straight up with his arms, what looked like tucked into his body,
mm-hmm.
getting knocked over, and that's exactly how the guy slumped over. I mean, it's pretty scary when you think about, you know, what happened to him. You just seen a man die on live television. But the way he fell was absolutely hilarious. I can't deny it.
It wasn't really scary. It was more hilarious to me.
They identified the man today.
Yeah, the man's name was Jordan Romero.
He was 33 years old.
Wanted for violating parole for weapons conviction. Numerous other violent crimes.
Dayton Public Schools, everybody.
Shut the hell up. Okay, wait. I'll give you that one.
Yep, he was from Arizona. He was running from police, speeding over 100 miles an hour on the highway. Cops were chasing him at a distance.
Stole the car that he was leading the chase in.
Yep. And
so he pretty much just went all out.
He went right out in the middle of a green patch in the desert, ran out, realized after probably getting hit in the leg that there was no way coming out of this, and decided to take the easy way out. And he, well, in my opinion, the hilarious way out.
And the funniest thing about this, other than this guy just slumping over like a fucking rag doll, is the newscaster, Mr. Brown. Is that what his name is?
I don't know about Mr. Brown, but
his last name was Brown. Or
Smith.
Smith. He tried his hardest to not show that footage. And you just see the camera, and you just hear everybody going like, oh. And then you hear him, get it off. And with a grunt, he just had the saltiest face, like somebody just pissed in his Wheaties and he just took a big old bite of it. And that there was nothing he could do except swallow.
See, here's the problem with that, though. I mean, he's taking full responsibility, and his quote is, that was wrong, it won't happen again on my watch, and I'm sorry. But they were watching that through an affiliate program. That wasn't exactly Fox News' helicopter riding in. That was KZAZ or something. I know I'm getting that wrong. But it was a local news source for Arizona.
And unfortunately... I know it's terrible that I'm laughing at it, but I find this shit funny because of how pissed Smith got.
Oh, he got fucking mad. Hold on, we're gonna play it for you here after stupid ads. We don't want ads.
That is not an ad.
We can now play video and they'll be able to hear it loud and clear. That's the Young Turks. I don't want that.
And it's just like, it was absolutely amazing. I wish I would have watched it live because that would be
I just want to take the video, crop the video out, and then just add funny noises to it, and it would have made everything a lot more hilarious. Like when he shot himself, just have like clown noises, like beep.
I wish there would have been people shooting at him.
Shepard Smith is his name. This is about a 3-minute video, so let me skip through some of this. Here you go.
Looking kind of erratic, isn't he?
I just wish they'd have been shooting at him because we're like pew 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 pew.
No, they shot. It looks like he shot him once. He looks like he's limping a little bit. He stumbled out. Look how he's running. Yeah, he definitely got hit. I'm pretty sure he got hit. He stops in the middle of a patch, goes down in his waistline, gun slump.
Man.
My name is Doug. And then they go, yeah, the My Name is Doug is obviously an immediate switch to commercial. He looked really, really mad.
He looked like somebody just...
Of course, my new favorite comment from shoutouts to My Kiba Inuzuka, play Sonic 2 Death theme music when Guy shoots himself. No, it would have been better if they would have put the drowning music on when he was running. Slump. And another comment from shoutouts to FM Perea from an hour ago. What if OJ has done this during this car chase? The world would be a better place. He didn't actually say what the world would be a better place. That's my retort to it.
So everyone would have watched it.
And then, of course, some bunch of old farts going, oh, this is not that big of a deal because of all the violence on TV, we're all desensitized to it. And the answer is you're absolutely correct, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Absolutely. In fact, we're finding it funny. Yes. That shows you
how... How many hours have we put into countless violent video games?
Yeah, I shot someone in the face as a quest.
Yeah.
He shot himself in the face as a quest, too. He should have went, thank you, right afterwards.
I went to go rescue someone's grandmother, and they got blown up to bits.
By the person who has, by their grandson, Handsome Jack.
Yeah. I want to go in there and just see blood splatter.
So they can blame violent video games on this happening and us not really caring.
Not really. There has not been a video game where you had the opportunity to off yourself because you were getting chased by police. Grand Theft Auto did not have that fucking option.
Actually, it did. All you have to do is switch to the rocket launcher and aim it right at your feet.
Okay, that's a rocket launcher.
It doesn't matter. You're still wasting yourself.
Yeah.
With hilarious results. Or you can actually take one of your stolen helicopters, put it on top of the building, and jump off that building.
Why put it on top of a building? Just jump out of it.
Because it's better to jump off the building, in my opinion. Jumping out of it, the helicopter by itself, just it makes it look like something shot you out of it. Whereas a building, it looks like it's more your decision to jump off the building.
Actually, with playing San Andreas, it was always fun to do that in an airplane. Just in mid-airplane, and you
CJ,
were going down.
No.
You're going down, and so is the airplane.
Oh, yeah, those giant jumbo jets that you could steal from the airport.
Yeah, I always stole shit from the airport.
I love that.
That was the easiest way to get your fucking
ass. I didn't play a lot of Grand Theft Auto, so I don't know too much about it. I'm not a big fan of open world games.
Sandboxes.
Yeah. I mean, I get the point where they're fun, but they're just, I don't know, I like scripts a little better. I mean, even if it is scripted, there's not much I can do outside of finish the story. Finishing the story for me is much more important.
Yep. And with Borderlands 2, I have to say, there starts a whole new flood of video games. Violent ones, of course. That are coming out pretty soon.
Such as Doom 3, obviously, but I talked about that last week, so I'm not going to go too much in depth now.
Resident Evil 6 is coming out soon.
That's violent towards zombies, though.
It's still violent.
It is violent. Very violent. And very good. I played the demo. I'm really looking forward to it Tuesday.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is coming out.
Yep. That is true.
And that is very violent. Is there anything else coming out this year?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of things. I mean, I could bring up a list. Here, we'll go to good old VG releases.
I don't know if... No, H4 doesn't come out this year.
Halo 4?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It does?
Comes out. Yep. Comes out November 6th.
Oh, well, okay. Halo 4 comes out this year. And that promotes violence towards illegal aliens.
Dead or Alive 5 promotes violence and big boobs out now. Yep. It's actually really good. It even has frame data in its matches now. so you can look at real-time frame data, which, if unless you're a competitive fighting game player, you're not going to give two shits about. But I am a fighting game player, so I give three shits for it.
Marvel vs. Capcom Origins.
Yeah, that's classic. That's classic, John. Tokyo Jungle, which is animal-on-animal violence.
I don't think they're... What? You know what? I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore. Angry Birds, which is violence towards pigs.
Yeah, that's definitely anti-PETA. Wipeout 3, which is... Wipeout 3's out? I want it.
Which is violence towards Jelly Time's pocket.
It is violence towards it. My pocket's going to be... What the fuck? I just got sniped. They said Family Guy's out. I don't think it is.
Back to the Multiverse.
Yeah, I did not see it. I haven't seen it in stores. Is it out?
I don't know. I haven't been to
it. I guess it is out. Maybe it is. I'm going to have to look up. Castle Crashers for PC is finally out. There's a lot of violence there. A lot of heads being chopped off and
took a while.
Fun to be had. I know. Why did it take so long?
Piracy. Actually, wait. Castle Crashers was already on PC. That's where the fuck it originated from.
No, it didn't.
It was just a Flash game.
What, Castle Crashers?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Newgrounds thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sort of. Not quite in the same way it is there, but...
Yeah.
Virtual Fighter 5. It says comes out today. That's already been out.
Oh, shit. That's what I needed a PS3 for. Sly Cooper. Thieves in Time. Son of a bitch.
I'll have a PS3 soon. Again, it'll be like my third PS3 because I keep selling them because I get broke and I have to.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of this week, if you want to send me a PS3 and Sly Cooper Thieves in Time because it's my birthday Wednesday.
Nice tie-in.
You can go ahead and do that. I mean, I'm not saying I want anything, but a lot of it. I'm not saying I want anything, but just all of it. Go ahead and do that. And if you can do that, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
What I need you to do is go ahead and donate to VGM's birthday on Wednesday with the PS3 and a copy of Sly Cooper. If you could do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm followers of Uptime, and while you're at it, I'm going to go ahead and need you to come in on Saturday. You know, fill in for the new guy. That'd
follow the TPS reports.
If you could do that, that'd be great.
Obviously, we're all big fans of Lumberg. Although, working with the real Lumberg, I'd probably punch him in the face.
I've worked for the real Lumberg at Red Lobster. Yeah, he looks, Kyle, yeah, you know, you're going to be closing... You know, I'm going to go ahead and need you to go over there, even though you worked a double shift, opened up for me at 9, because we want to get the other guy out. He's in overtime. Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, you're doing that right now.
But eventually you said, when you went to PF Chang's, like, yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and suck my dick. If you could do that, that'd be great.
He's doing that at PF Chang's. Hey, we're going to need you to... roll silverware and fill up this full bin, even though people are going to take silverware out of it. You can go ahead and do that. That'd be great.
But Gene, that's not Bill Lumberg, though. That's El Lumbergo.
Yeah. Lumberg soul.
Lumberg soul.
But your lying ass didn't even get the shit halfway done. I'm done now.
Fuck Lumberg soul.
Okay, you can go home now.
Such a douchebag. But let's look at other violent games for October, since violence is going to be pretty much the theme today. Thank you, Sherrod
Pokemon
Smith.
Black and white version too.
Yep, that's
violence towards animals.
Yeah, well, even though the animals really don't exist, it is imaginary animal on animal violence of the highest degree, because they're burning fire, they're freezing, they're electrocuting,
poisoning.
They're biting, slashing, poisoning. I mean, it's very violent if you think about it. And then evolution, which is, I mean, screw all the violence. Christians don't care about that. They cared about it promoting evolution because they evolved by growing levels.
What would a Christian version of Pokemon be like? You just go around picking up animals and all the animals would be repenting.
No, you just go around collecting Rattata all day.
Why Rattata?
I don't think you wouldn't even have Pokemon. You'd just be walking around trying to convert people to Jesus Christ. You wouldn't even have Pokemon. There wouldn't even be nothing in there. If you go in the tall grass, the only thing you're going to find in there is sinners. A wild sinner is found.
Go, crucifix.
A wild Mormon.
Go, guilt trip.
A wild Mormon has appeared.
That one you have to run away from. Because that's just crazy people yelling at crazy people at that point. Have you ever seen the Negro, the Negro-Jewish sect? Where they believe that the 12 tribes of Judah were all black. They wear the fucking strangest outfits. I heard about them, I heard about them through other podcasts and stuff like that, as well as my own research back when I did a lot of African American history research.
Back when I was a boy. But, that actually sounds weird enough to...
Now, here is the weird thing. I actually, looking at other interviews and stuff, is they were, they would confront, like, people, and they'd be like, what's your nationality? And they didn't think that Italians were white. Like, Italians didn't count for white people.
Well, no, they're fucking Italian.
I understand, but that's still...
As far as skin color, no, they're not white, they're olive.
Then what is white? What is Caucasian? What is the white devil? What race is the white devil? Besides white. Because I don't... First of all, I'll say I don't know my nationality. I have a German last name, but I don't know if I'm actually German. I could have like 5 different last names. I really could. Because
the
there
devil
was
is
so many swarming.
British.
Old school British, you think?
Or nowadays Southern.
But the thing is... Well, I guess you could see your point, because it was British criminals that moved to the Americas, but it had to be before that. Although, I mean, because Rome did a lot of enslaving, too. They weren't necessarily British. They were Italian. So are Italian people white? I don't know why we got on this tangent when we should be looking at video games. I can make a politics podcast. I'm pretty well-read, but still.
Just Dance 4 is violent.
Yeah, it's violent to my soul.
It's violent to my cartilage and my knees.
Naughty Bear, that's violent and bad video game. The first one, anyway, was horrible.
Roller Toaster Tycoon will get really violent if you do it right.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be violent. You're not supposed to actually complete the roller coaster. You're supposed to leave it uncompleted to watch everybody fall off of it, fly off and die.
Down.
Harry Potter and for Kinect. I forget this. I wanted to yell the spell of death, but I don't follow a lot of Harry Potter, so I can't remember it. But I know they have spells that can instantly kill people. I can't think of them right now. I would say go ahead and tweet me at Jellytime and give me the answer, but all you'll do is unfollow me, because that's what everybody does is unfollow
Chivalry,
me.
Chivalry, medieval warfare. I kind of want to
That's
play
called that medieval warfare. It's probably bad, but...
I kind of want to play that just based on the name itself.
It's medieval warfare.
Also, I finished my screwdriver, so things might get a little interesting later.
Probably somebody after the podcast is over.
Somebody's getting fucked tonight.
When you don't have a girlfriend, which means...
Well, I think David's coming home tonight.
No, tomorrow.
So you're just going to wait for him?
Nope.
That's what it looks like.
Somebody's getting the D tonight. I wonder who it's going to be.
Well, it can't be me. I turn my friends gay, but I'm not gay myself. I mean, seriously. Like, a lot of kids that I hung out with when I was a boy are now gay. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of them.
If I were gay.
I'm like, I'm not gay, but I turn people gay, obviously. Like, all you have to do is hang out with me with a predetermined amount of time, and you become gay.
I'm not gay.
Yet. You were talking about slinging the D to somebody who wasn't female.
So. I didn't say I was slinging the D to someone who wasn't female. I was talking about just slinging the dick in general.
Well, there's only guys here, and you say you're not going to wait till David gets home, which means you're going to try to sling it to one of us,
you're going home
which makes
tonight.
You gay.
No.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yeah, slinging.
Like I said, I make them gay. I'm not gay myself. BioShock 3 supposed to come out? BS.
Slinging a dick in your oatmeal.
Although that's going to be a violent game. It's not going to come out just yet. We're all over the place today because we didn't prepare. Because we never prepare, do we? No.
No.
We just look at stuff and talk about things.
But you know who should have prepared? Who did prepare and didn't do shit about that? President Johnson.
I just made a tweet about that.
We might as well go ahead and discuss it now.
Well, yeah, now that you brought it up. I mean, it's just, I hear, like, on Fox News debates, like Hannity or even liberal things like Bill Maher's program or Alan Combs or any of those pundits or whatever, I would always hear, like, the worst president debate. Like, oh, it's Ronald Reagan or Carter or Obama or Clinton or, you know, yada, 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 or Bush. The worst president is Andrew Johnson, hands down. You need to just read about him. I'll try to create a synopsis, but I'm not very good at explaining history without, like, my preparations next to me. I sound like a bumbling dumbass trying to fumble it out of my head. But Andrew Johnson was the president that followed Abraham Lincoln shortly after his assassination of John Wilkes Booth. Him himself, although he was against slavery, he was actually against slavery because he didn't like the upper hand it gave southern colonies as far as economic reasons go. It wasn't because he liked the blacks or deserved blacks to be free. He was very much a white supremacist. And he single-handedly allowed the Louisiana Massacre. For people who don't know, Louisiana Massacre happened when Civil War veterans that were black were marching for the right to vote. Yes, they were looking for voting rights even the year after the Emancipation Proclamation. They were looking for votes. And honestly, the governor of Louisiana, then a very radical Republican, or in terms of today, would be very extreme left-leaning. Surprisingly, with Democrats were actually the Republicans, and vice versa. If you look into history, Republicans were left-leaning, Democrats were right-leaning. But he supported the vote. So, in the middle of that protest, a lot of the Southern sympathizers and militiamen that were working under people who sympathized for the Confederacy as ex-Confederate generals and soldiers themselves rallied a anti-protest that turned violent. Guns started getting drawn, and a lot of those union veterans got killed in that massacre. And he pretty much wrote the paper that allowed the federal government to stand down. Like, the federal government was against the Confederate people intervening with the protest, and Andrew Johnson himself handwritten a letter to tell them to stand down, that they couldn't do anything about it until all hell broke loose, but by then it was too late. So yeah, fuck Andrew Johnson for setting back the civil rights movement for pretty much decades, almost a century to come, because that was back in the Emancipation Proclamation was 1844, 1845, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look that up, because I hate being wrong. It was 1865. It happened in 1866. So it happened in 1865, not 45. 1865. Either way.
One thing I want to talk about.
So yeah, he's the worst president in American history.
I saw this video yesterday, and it was an obvious joke video of about clingy girls. And it was funny to me because the guy said, oh, I thought we were going to meet for coffee. And then the girl closed the door, was in his apartment, closed the door behind him and says, I think we should move in. And they had only met 2 days ago. And I'm watching it, and I'm laughing at it. And then I started thinking about it later. There are always these guys who are talking about running into clingy girls or girls who are just way too into them, who want to move the relationship too fast, or girls they just met who just want to take it to a whole new level after just meeting. And my question is, where are those girls for the nerdy guys? And I don't mean like, oh, well, he's cool, he knows his tech stuff, nerdy guys. No, I mean the basement dwelling, plays D&D and WoW, chugging Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew and Cheetos. Those nerdy guys.
And my retort to that is that they don't deserve girlfriends because they're not mature enough for them. They're really not. If that's all they do, if we're going to go with the stereotypical basis that these nerds live with their parents and they don't really have any social interaction outside the internet and their D&D groups, I don't think they really should enjoy having affection with the opposite sex because they're not socially capable with it.
But how will they learn to become
more? They're not going to in the basement. They need to get out and live a life that's not corporated online. Now, that might change. I mean, social things might change in the future simply because we're becoming more online savvy every day. And it's not, and with, you know, technologies like voice over IP and video over IP now and stuff of that nature, we can create interpersonal communications, you know, pretty much anywhere, anytime on the earth. I mean, maybe that'll help, you know, social structure. I'm thinking it's hurting social structure, to be honest with you, because we can't perform decent English anymore. It's like you look at TMZ and all of those, they're always coming up with weird acronyms for, like Lindsay Lohan, that was L-I-L-O, Lilo. And I'm like, you don't need to shorten her name. You don't need to at all. Maybe on Twitter because you only have 120 characters. But that's it.
Is just call her Clayface. That works out for me.
Or Crotch, or Fire Crotch, or whatever. But either, I mean, if you look at any of those, like all the new,
especially with
celebrities going around, it's always acronyms. Oh, I hate the acronyms. Like Bradgelina, and all that weird.
Brangelina, or fucking just any of that shit.
It's stupid. And it's dumbing down. I think it's really detrimental to our society. It's dumbing us down. I think our excuse for a news cycle is dumbing us down. A lot of places where I get my news is not from, it's not from Fox News. I only watch it to see it, get off it. I only watch it for that type of stuff. People really watch Fox News and all of those for either celebrity gossip, like TMZ or whatnot, or
nowadays politics because it's voting season.
If you want to even call them politics, it's not politics. It's just mud flinging. That's all politics is now. Is this person's going to do this?
That's what politics has been for like the last
decade. Like for example, the I'm so and so and I approve this message. You know, that's really a thing that's stemming from like 99, 2000. If you go back and look even at at Bill Clinton's first run for office, they weren't even saying that. They started saying that quite later into the campaign. It's just signs that I guess in this argument it's kind of irrelevant. It's just the point to make out. But regardless of that fact, it's really just becoming finger pointing, and the facts be damned. I mean, you can go back to the Republican convention at Paul Ryan's speech, and his political advisors, quote, won't be bogged down by fact checkers when he was proportionally lying on stage about plenty of stuff in his policies. He even lied about his marathon time. Said he ran a 2-hour marathon. Lance Armstrong runs a 2-hour marathon. Paul Ryan does not.
He graduated from IMU, which to me makes all his points null and void. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then I just fucking hate almost everyone from IMU. There are still a few cool people there. But fuck IMU.
Okay, that was standing. It feels like there's a lot of mud flinging. I mean, at first, when I was growing up, it seemed like a lot of it came from the left side of the aisle. And I mean, some from the right, but the more I grow up, the more I realize, that both parties do it quite amount. But it seems like more of it nowadays is coming from the right. Mainly because the right won't show any of its economic policies in detail. It's like they treat us stupid. I mean, Ryan himself said on a Fox News interview, I could tell you the details of our economic plan, but it would take too long. No, I would like to hear those. You see, you know what? Take all the time you need. I mean, screw syndicated programs and screw commercials for a while. Just show what you're going to do. Because I would like to know.
I'm just going to do the most reasonable thing. and just...
They don't have anything. That's the point.
Well, no. I'm going to do the reasonable thing and just start the Fourth Reich in America. I'm going to be the Black Hitler. Fuck everyone else. I'm starting the fucking Fourth Reich.
There's already a Fourth Reich. We already talked about the Muslim Jews that want to kill the white man.
Okay, then the Fifth Reich.
They actually went... I want to say it's in front of Congress because I've seen it on C-SPAN. But there was a guy who was like, the only way I could see us advancing the United States of America is if we kill off white people.
What?
Let me see if I can find that video, since we're doing absolutely nothing today.
But then again, how would that really help with... Okay, maybe there is some truth to it.
No, there's not. There's no fucking difference between white people and black people as far as ignorance goes. There's not.
There is, because black people have the Obama phone. Hate that video so much. That woman just set back black people a good 2 to 3 decades. She set us back to the crack era. And she looked like she was on crack too. Obama helped us get an Obama phone. And the guy was looking at us like, how did he help you get a phone? Well, you have to sign up for it. If you're on food stamps, you disability.
You disability?
Yeah, she said if you disability, not if you're on disability, if you are disability itself in fucking form, then you get an Obama phone.
She sounds like disability.
Yeah, if you get food stamps, Social Security.
Here we go.
I want to say a couple of things, and I really don't want you all to miss me.
Whoa.
Before.
Yeah, look at the dude. What gray dreads.
And she was the president of the Association of Black Psychologists. A couple of years ago, and she was responsible for taking about 500 people, including about 300 black psychologists, to Ghana, West Africa, for their national conference. The reason I point that out is because I want to say a couple of things, and I'm going to go out of bounds with what I have to say relative to what we've been talking about. First of all, I grew up in Brooklyn, and I saw...
This is a 10-minute clip, so I'm going to try to fast-forward through it, some of this.
I mean, serious change. And what my wife and I did, we decided that we were going to drop out from the system. We delivered two of our three children at home using midwives. She didn't take any medication.
Okay, they're educating themselves.
At all, in any form. No,
this is on C-SPAN, by the way.
No sugar, no white flour, the same thing that Dr. Whitaker talked about. Because we understood that we were in a war. I want to emphasize that to you. We are in a war. We left New York and went to North Carolina.
Let's click on the... This is the minute 15 one.
Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people. Because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
You thought I was kidding.
Now, I don't care what you're saying to you.
Here, let's rewind it because Brandon can't stop laughing.
DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
What?
Now, I don't care whether
the smattering of applause.
I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem.
Oh, my God. That just made my head hurt. That is hilarious.
Oh.
It's not when you're white. This guy's serious. This guy wants to get rid of me. Me. I'm important.
You're not white.
Huh?
I need his tan.
He would burn half of me.
Wait, does that mean he's
I do become really Mexican when I tan. You're absolutely right. I'll change my name to Ricardo Sanchez.
You should change your name to Rodrigo.
No. I like Ricardo better. With the Ricardo. That's what I'll do.
Wait, no. All you have to do is become Italian, because remember, it was found that they were not white people. They are olive.
Then I didn't have to change my skin color. I just have to get a forget about it.
Forget about it.
Change my name. I need a good Italian name.
Well, other than the stereotypical Mario.
Yeah, that one's too.
You can always go to the Jersey
Shore. Luciano. No, you shut the hell up. You shut your bitch mouth over there. You shut your fucking whore mouth over there. We will not talk about that on this show.
Yeah, we can all become Gorilla Juice heads.
No, we are not going to become Gorilla Juice heads.
Yeah, they're Italian.
I don't give a fuck what
they're not white.
That is not white. That is
bullshit. That's what it is.
That's Blorn or something.
Giuseppe.
Antonio. Giuseppe, yeah. There's my name.
Your name is Giuseppe.
His name is Giuseppe.
Yeah. I don't know what my last name's going to be yet. I need a last name now.
So just now you have to change your gamer tag. It's no longer going to be Jelly Time. It's now going to be Marinara Time. Or Pasta Time. No,
it needs to be like Jelly.
But what the fuck is Italian Jelly?
Hold on. Italian.
Rugi.
Rugi Time, really?
For Jelly.
At least I know I won't die, because if it turns out that instead of killing white people, they're going to kill black people.
There we go. Gelatina time.
Oh, gelatina
time.
Really?
Yes.
Gelatina time.
Vaselina time.
No, that's... That's later. That's after the podcast. It's Vaselina time. Right now it's gelatina time.
Yeah, you tell that to a girl. You're like, hey, girl. My name is Vaselina time. You want to know why? It's
although
Vaselina
all of
time?
These are jelly, and I never said if the J-E-L-L-I in my name proposed to fruit or petroleum or quince, which is cognata time.
Boligrafo quince.
No, it's not boligrafo quince time either.
Not yet.
Yeah, but gelatina or Vaselina time, depending on if it's daytime or it's nighttime, or if I'm bored.
But then again, you have a picture. Your Twitter picture is a jar of Smuckers.
I don't like you.
How do you know that's not Vaselina to me?
Because the inside is red. Did you find a way to make the
maybe final... I like the way it looks when a woman's on her period, and that's the best way to recreate that without having a woman on her period.
Don't lie to me. You got that fucking KY jelly for men and women and just combined them and made red.
Does that make red?
I don't fucking know. I don't even know if there's any... Actually, no.
Most KY I've seen is not colored.
There is a lube that is red, and it tastes like strawberries. I know this because my ex did it, used it on me. And shit,
you disgust me.
I don't give a fuck what I do to you. How you like me now?
I never did.
Okay, at least we're on the same time.
Paige, motherfucker? Your opinion is 242.
They want to kill white people. He wants to exterminate white people. That is his. But that's what's. That's
and the
much
worst
what's
thing about it is, like, not even. Like, I would understand if it's, like, rich white people and majority of Mississippi.
Well, I mean, I even think the whole 1% thing is kind of stupid. I really do.
I just want to kill their kids.
Their kids are so fucking...
spoiled. And uppity about bullshit. Like,
I don't think all of them are. There is some... like, Donald Trump Jr., his father was a millionaire. I mean, he is uppity, but... he's made a lot more of... a lot more capital than his father did. And he did it using shitty hair. You know, I mean... So, I don't think they're all bad.
But, I mean,
some are definitely bad.
In this generation.
Yeah. It just depends on your parenting, that's all. The problem is with the rich
in this generation.
Here's the problem with the 1% is that it's not really their money, it's the fact that they get the money and it doesn't cause them to slow down. They have to continuously go. Why? Because they're unhappy. It's because they're rich and unhappy is the problem. Because they think more riches will make them more happy and more money. Equals more problems. More problems means more depression. More depression means
more fucking. And having
no.
more kids.
No, that's poor. Less money, more fucking.
Okay.
Because poor people put out kids way more than I mean, I think the middle class are probably the worst at it all. But not trying to jump off topic. They want power. A lot of the rich 1%, they crave power. Because they think power will bring them happiness. Because they'll be able to malleate the way the world works to their view. And that will make them happy, which in turn won't. I've never seen a truly happy dictator.
That's because none of them have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, Thanos was very happy.
Yeah, Thanos was very happy.
He was very happy when he had that gauntlet.
And he was very pissed when he...
But then again, he wasn't human either. He was an alien. So, I mean, maybe that was the key to happiness. Not necessarily... Maybe the Infinity Gauntlet's not necessarily key to happiness, but being blue and huge and having a fascination with someone named Lady Death.
And having your bottom lip and chin and neck look like fucking strained beef. Shit was nasty as fuck, and it still is to this day.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, look at the extra scenes for the Avengers DVD. Out now.
It is out now.
Yeah. It feels like I'm just spewing a bunch of bullshit right now because I don't have any of my facts next to me. It's really hard for me to debate without...
We're past fax machines. You don't need to have your facts next to you. We now have email.
Oh, shut up. That's such a bad joke.
I know, but it was funny to me.
I guess.
And that's all that matters. Hey, I'm bleeding. Yeah, it's just a scab.
Stop picking your scab.
I can't help my... Okay.
Speaking of scabs, let's go on to a little bit of sports. The scabs are gone now. They ripped them off the NFL. And they replaced it with the Band-Aid known as the real officials. Bad calls are still being called, but now you have no excuse.
I was going to say, and there's still people that are being pissed about the calls.
Well, that's always what happened, but it won't be nearly the amount. It won't be the touchreception. Have you seen the touchreception?
Nope.
Let me see if I can't bring that up, because I've been, I guess, a new thing now is to use actual media. If I can spell it right.
But what happened? Like, someone touched the ball and
see if I can't. Yeah, it's basically that right now. There.
Oh, yeah.
One guy's calling an incomplete. One guy's calling a touchdown. And, of course, Green Bay Packers saying we have the ball. They're saying Golden Tate, which is on the bottom right here, caught the football. But anybody could see that Jenkins probably has most of the ball as an interception. They ruled this a touchdown. I mean, there's another picture. Look at Jennings, number 43, wrapped up with the ball. They called a touchdown for Seattle Seahawks, which won them the game. The number one reason why the NFL replacement refs are gone now. What's funny is the head guy officiating, I believe the head guy officiating, if not one of the officiating crews, got fired from the Lingerie Football League for bad calls. The Lingerie Football League. So, I mean, that tells you where we got the talent.
I don't think it was bad calls as per the football game. I think it might have been bad calls as a harassment towards the players.
Well, it came out, with the best thing that came out of that for me, at least on Twitter, was T.D. Lang, of a lineman for the Green Bay Packers. He came out with the quote, "Fuck it. Go ahead and find me and give the money to the official reps." I was like, you know what? That's awesome. That's awesome.
So was also having gray dreads and talking about killing white people.
That was not awesome.
It doesn't matter now. You're Italian.
I know I'm Italian now, but it still bothers me. Some of my friends might not have the ability to switch to Italian or tan themselves Mexican.
They better hurry up, quit.
Yeah, they better find a way. They better change his name to Pauly D. Get a weird haircut
and we'll probably
gain 50 pounds in muscle. You might punch the shit out of him, but guess who won't? The person who wants to exterminate white people.
He'll try. to punch an extermination into him. Oh, shit. Well, as of right now, I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, and I don't either, because we need it. Well, we're going to start preparing much, much better stuff. We actually have skits and stuff in the work that I am writing and trying to formulate into a thing. We'll also have...
But most importantly, stuff that I am not doing. All right.
Well, you're going to have to start helping, too. It'll happen. We'll get better. Now that I have a little bit more incentive that I bought a really expensive mic.
Yeah.
So... With that, is our first high-quality podcast for everyone to enjoy.
You're about to start another program.
I know I'm about to start another program. I'm
kind of...
Yeah, I have a migraine that I still had from last night. It won't go away.
All you have to do is just run headfirst into a wall.
Oh, that reminds me, before we go, did you see the...
Wait, what the fuck?
There was a... hang on, I want to say it right. I don't want to mess up the story. But there was two soldiers, I believe, out in Afghanistan or Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
One had the hiccups.
Yeah.
And the other way, he tried to get rid of the hiccups was shooting his friend in the face.
Yeah, I actually know about that story. And they were in the Army, which makes sense.
Yeah.
One guy had the hiccups, and the other one was going to scare him by shooting him in the face, but the clip was supposed to have blanks. There were not blanks in there. They were actual live ammunition. Shot him in the face. I don't know. I don't think.
Thank you.
Yeah, his friend who had the hiccup was shooting him in the face.
He was shooting him in the face. I shouldn't be joking about that. That's actually really terrible. He's, I believe hilarious. He's convicted. It is. But he's being convicted for, I think, manslaughter. Not murder.
Wait,
I don't think it's
died?
Murder. Yeah, I think he died. I mean, I can look it up real quick since we're doing absolutely nothing.
I think that he died by that.
I mean, to Google.
That kind of sucks. But
Army hiccups. Shoot, Dean McFace.
Really?
A lot of stuff for Shooty McFace, but not quite what I wanted, so let's actually type something.
Shooty McFace.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, he's charged with manslaughter.
Oh, well, that sucks.
See, it would be much funnier if the guy survived. Yeah, killed. He was killed by, Patrick PFC, Private First Class, Patrick Edward Myers, age 27. He killed PFC Isaac Lawrence Young, 22, of Bass Grove, Missouri.
He didn't think to check his gun first?
Nope. Because when you join the Army, you don't have to think anymore. The Army thinks for you. Which is weird, because I only know one person who went to the Army. And that's someone I work with.
I bet he didn't think.
Everyone else I know, fucking Marine or Navy or Air Force.
I want to say they're out of Iraq, but they were not.
They were just sitting on a base drinking?
Yeah, they were watching football, drinking beer. Or it says alcohol, but I assume probably Pabst Blue Ribbon, they were both right.
I would hope not. The Army could afford better than that.
I guess not, because he's white trash and he's in trouble.
He is definitely white trash and he is in trouble. And thus, we lose a soldier to stupidity.
Was it at Fort Hood?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
That's the second big tragedy coming out of Fort Hood, if it is. A Fort Hood spokesman, Chris Hogg, said Myers is a soldier at the base, as was Young at the time of his death. Is that where it happened?
Yes, that's where it happened.
Wow. Yeah, it was in Texas. It was in Fort Hood. That's amazing. Because that's where the Muslim of the Army, I can't think of his name, but that's the Fort Hood Massacre.
Oh, shit.
Yep, where I think 12 people were shot and killed. So, another Fort Hood tragedy. Stupid people, man. Stupid people.
But on that note, we're...
We started it with suicide and we're ending it with murder because we're just really morbid today.
Fucking classy is what I would call it.
That's Dayton Public Schools at work, folks. If you don't like it at Dayton Public Schools, blame them, not us.
If you don't like
product. We're victims. We're not products, we're victims.
If you don't like it, neither do we.
We really don't. We're just trying to... This is our way. This is our coping mechanism, if you can't tell. But dealing with the maniacs who want to exterminate all white people, film suicides happening in real time. I'm surprised it wasn't a pay-per-view event, so George Carlin was a little off in his prediction.
We still have time.
If I can get them for free off YouTube, why am I going to pay for them?
True. But if someone does an entire pay-per-view event of that just happening, then wouldn't it be worth paying for?
Depends on the price. And it depends on it. If a UFC's fight's happening on the same time as they're doing the pay-per-view, or even a SummerSlam, I'd rather watch that. A suicide happened on WWE first. I mean, with Owen Hart, so.
Well, yeah.
Although that was not really much of a suicide as much as it was an accident. But, you know, argument can be claimed that the guy who committed suicide accidentally put the gun to his temple and shot himself. I mean, there's plenty of other scary stories out there, but we're not going to dwell on those today. I'm going to get me...
The only scary story that I would ever think of would be a retarded celeb female that is running for office and winning. That's scary to me.
Like a Kim Kardashian winning mayor or something weird like that. I know she ran for mayor. Obviously, it looked unsuccessful.
Thank God.
Why did she run for mayor?
Because she's a Kardashian, they think they can do anything they want, and it's, so far they're right.
I don't have any respect for a family that got famous off of someone taking a dick.
What about somebody who raps now deciding that they're going to put out a sex tape of them giving dick, like Kanye West?
What?
So, I lost respect for Kanye after his...
I don't know if it's Kanye shopping the tape himself or somebody who has the tape shopping it. But I know that there is a sex tape of him fucking a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Yeah.
Apparently he has a type, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I lost some respect for him after 808s and Heartbreaks.
If it gets on Torrent, I'm watching it. I'll throw it out. If it gets on Pirate Bay, I'm watching it.
Wait.
And all I'm gonna do is judge it. It's not gonna be Vaselina time. It's just gonna be me critiquing the video.
Vaselina time.
Shoot.
You know what? I'm done with
that. Yeah, we're going to have too much dead air. We're going to have to...
No, I'm just saying, after Vaselina time, I'm done with that. That's it.
It's either gelatina time or...
That's it. I'm done, son. I am done.
Well, if you actually made it this far in the podcast without turning it off either to major disgust or major boredom... We'd like to remind you that Uptime Podcast is now sponsored by Stitcher.com, the number one way to listen to radio. This is why I don't do commercials. I'm starting to. I'm going to get really good at them one day, but not quite yet. But anyway,
You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio. Go ahead and download that shit for your iPhone, your iPad, your Android phone, your iBullshit, Or the PC.
All of that stuff. There is no excuse why you can't get our podcast. Favorite us.
Fuck Apple, unless they decide to pay me something, and all of a sudden I love the shit out of Apple and all their products.
Or Android can do the same thing.
iPhone 5, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
I'm waiting for Android. I'm not going to get the iPhone 5.
I mean, if I can get it for free, you know, I'll promote the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. If I get anything for free. Even I want to exterminate white people bumper sticker. If I get that for free, I'll probably promote it a little bit. Because I'm Italian now, so it doesn't bother me.
That would be hilarious to see you drive around town with that. And pick somebody up. And take them to the bus stop.
A black guy.
But you can find us on Podomatic. You can find us on
Stitcher.com. We're always on Twitter, but... I mean, it's okay if you don't on me. I'm coming to accept the terms that It's just too hard. I'm Kip Jordy of Twitter. It's just too hard for me to keep friends. Or more Kyle Broflowski when he friended Kip Jordy, because all his friends keep leaving. Even some of my closest friends, you know who you are. I'm not going to say nothing mean, but they did unfollow me for what I feel like is frivolous reasons, and I'm kind of sad about that. I'm sad, Panda.
You'll be all right.
Well, I mean, if I had like 50,000 people and one fell off, it's different from when you have 20 people and one falls off. Because then it's less like you know them all by heart. It's like a small community. I know who you all are. I talk to you, or at least I try to, unless you're a bot. I know this person wasn't a bot, and it made me sad, Panda. I was kind of depressed when I found that out. I was like, oh, really? I must have said something.
It'll be all right. But find us on Twitter, at BGM the Vagabond.
At Jellytime, JELLITYME.
Find us on Podomatic, and also find us on Stitcher.
And with that, we're going to say till next time. This is Jellytime.
This is BGM the Vagabond.
And get off it, 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 get off it.